filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to the 18th of August 2005 of Hacker Voice Radio. And this is Belial once again on my own, because I think I've just missed Scobie. Sadly, I was out for tonight, so just had a misconnection there, and I wasn't able to get through to him because I did send him an email, but it bounced back. Anyway, to start the show off tonight, I'm going to be playing a voicemail message from our good old friend Planet, who is not forgotten. So I'll be playing that just in a sec.
Hey buddy, it's Planet Lave here, just reporting in from New York. Just thought I'd say hello, see how you're going, and see what's going on. I'll try and give you a call a bit later, see if I can catch you when you are near. It's a bit difficult because of the time difference, on, obviously. But I'll speak to you soon, pal. Take care.
Cool, and that was our good friend, Planet Lave. I have had a bit to drink, so please excuse me if I waddle on about crap for the next half an hour. For the news tonight, we will be announcing some more information tonight about various things that are going on, but I won't bring that up right now because I don't know what's happening, but tomorrow I might be going out doing some freaking and the usual good fun kind of stuff. As news has come in from good friend Planet Lave that ex-AOL man jailed for email scam. A former AOL employee has been sentenced for 15 months in prison for selling members' details to spammers. American Jason Smathers, 25, has turned into a cyber idler. A cyber outlaw after selling database of 29 million screen names and email addresses. As a result of his actions in 2003, about 7 billion unsolicited emails flooded inboxes of AOL members. Prosecutors said that Mr. Smathers had violated recent can spam laws, which in an aim to clamp down on unsolicited emails. He also was accused of breaking U.S. Interstate transportation of stolen property laws. Mr. Smathers admitted accepting £28,000, that's £15,515, from an individual for the list of AOL member details. The details are still thought to be circulating amongst spammer rings. And basically what he did was he worked for AOL for a while, collected loads of details, and then sold them onto spammers. Don't know what much I can say about that, but you can take what you like from there. In internet news, the Free Press recently released a report detailing the woeful situation of US broadband access. From the press release, by overall standards, broadband availability and portability anti-competitive policies has good for consumers of FC trying to erect a facade of success. By the president's goal of universal, affordable, high-speed internet access by 2000 has been achieved. By our policymakers in Wales must change course. From that, I guess they're having some problems in the US, which is kind of strange because it's a very powerful, very rich country. But from what I know about the US telcos, they're kind of separated and in different regions, so one region can have this and one region can have that. In personal news today, I have had many problems with Ubuntu trying to install it on my IBM ThinkPad. So what I'm going to be doing is moving away from that and trying Mandrake tomorrow. Hopefully I can get this all done by tomorrow night, as I will need a laptop, a fully working laptop, by the end of tomorrow for some war driving. Hopefully this all will be sorted out. I'm not 100%, you know, uber good with the old Linux, but I know a bit. I've got experience with NotPix and stuff like that, so hopefully we'll be doing that. In UK news, we will be meeting up tomorrow at about 7-ish at the CA pub, for anyone who knows, research that, for some general freaking and fun. And if anyone wants to join us, feel free. And let me just drop into a little break here while I compose myself. As I said, I've had a bit too much to drink, so... in action. I doubt that we'll be hearing from I doubt that we'll be hearing from Planet again, but it should be good if we can get somebody else on the show as well, because I'm not in the right state of mind. In other news, let's see what this is. I've just kind of got in, started sitting here, so maybe I won't even broadcast the show. I don't know, I probably will, fuck it. It's not a big thing, but sadly we didn't miss Scope. The Zotob worm, not bad as expected. Although the worm hasn't been in the world for very long, Zotob and its variants have already propagated on the internet. Many people have been given reports and pose a risk of infection almost all Windows operating systems. But according to this article, the claims of Tad Overzealous, the FDA, the worms only spread it to systems running on Windows 2000 XP and 2003. Even when possibility of the worms affecting Windows systems are minimal. So, sounds like it's a bit overinflated, and shouldn't worry too much, but I would be downloading a patch if I was you. Third option outside the telephone and cable companies. from an article, Broadband Over Power Lines, BPL, which is kind of really interesting, with a message from big name companies such as Google, IBM, and beginning to move into beyond smooth trial projects to develop systems for large communities. Third thing may offer BPL as soon as next year, apparently a major source of positions of operators of ham radios. This is pretty cool stuff. If you were able to provide internet to people over phone lines, I mean over their standard electricity cables, that's some cool shit right there. Now, I know it's possible to provide web service and basic like Cat5 service over a electrical circuit with a special filter, but it should be good. I guess this is going to be a filler episode, pretty much, because it's like totally unplanned. I just needed to get on the air tonight and get this stuff out. So apologies to everyone who's expecting a fun-filled episode. But should be looking at that sometime around tomorrow. And it is 100 years of the evening squared for all your mathematical nerds. The 100th anniversary of Einstein's famous equation E=mc². Nova has gone live with this month with a website featuring exclusive content and podcasts from 10 of the world's top physicists. This once-in-a-lifetime gathering of top 10 scientists such as S. James Gates, Jr. Brian Greene, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Nobel Laureate Sheldon Lasho. Damn, these are some fucking long names. Simplify what equation means in our world today and the effect it has on their careers. Now, I mean, E=mc² was like one of the major fucking equations. For these who don't know what it's about, please do look it up, because it's some very cool stuff. It explains a lot about how the world works. This is going to be a really weird episode.
Feeling good, feeling great.
Fire versus Michael Jackson. Rock with you. I love this tune. It's one of those kind of tunes that anyone can dance to. Radio with you, me, Belial, and bringing you down to a nice little smooth level, just relaxing, bringing you a peaceful music-filled show. I might drop in a few comments if I can find them. Looks like the Mambo CMS team, development team, has split. This is the popular Mambo content management system developer team has served its ties with Micro Corporation, the copyright owner of the GPL Mambo CMS. Oh, this is quite a shame, because I've heard good things about Mambo, seeing as it sounds like a very powerful system, but it's a shame that the people have split up. Hopefully it'll be taken over by someone else. And this is Happy Julio. Edge here, bringing you some tunes, bringing you some smooth drive time hour. This is the Smooth Drive Time Hacker Radio. I just hope that I don't get fired.
Cracker Voice Radio. Yeah, baby. Shouts going out to Planet Lee. Radio. Do not adjust your frequency. This is a Bilal takeover. The show has been taken over. I am owning Hacker Voice Radio. Radio, you are listening.
money with me. Leave your money at home, cause the spanking's for free.
Yeah, give him a party, party with a knife. Party machine.
You're trying to reach is currently not available. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey Scummy, you're live on air. Just to let you know that I got back right about 10 o'clock, so I guess we missed each other. So I hope to see you tomorrow's show, and listening to this show is just basically a little bit of me drunk and a little bit of music. Take care, buddy.
Radio.
listen to Belial on the Chill Session.
Go, 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 go
You're listening to Hacker Voice Radio. With a chill out session with the liar. It's the Hacker Voice Takeover. During this show, or leave us a message when we're not on live. Comments and suggestions are greatly appreciated. Please email us at hackervoice@gmail.com or call us on +44 121 288 2554. If you are within the UK, it's just 01 to 1 288 2544, and our email address is hackervoice@gmail.com. This is the Hacker Voice Takeover.
the next tune is a song that I think will be greatly recommended and endorsed by Planet Lave.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the cars to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's, man's, man's world.
Please do call us on 20121-288-2554. And if you are calling from outside the UK, just add +44 into there. Our website is hackervoice.co.uk, where you can check out all relevant information.
About a little bit of baby girls and a baby boys. Man make them happy, 'cause man make them toys. And after man make everything, everything he can, you know that man makes money to buy from other men. One little thing without a woman or a girl. He's lost in the wilderness.
He's lost. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this night's show. I'll be saying goodbye now. And God bless for listening. This has been Belial.
Goodbye.